Hey kids, Shane here. Just wanted to let you know what to expect coming up in our feed. Over here at the Legend of Nat 1, we are starting so many new projects that I am excited about to throw into the feed and make sure that you don't forget about us while we're planning our next big projects. So first up, what are you going to hear today? Well, today I've got for you a special treat. It's a little clip show of things that we cut for time or other reasons. So there's a little bit of comedy coming your way, and we hope you enjoy it. Meanwhile, what we're doing over here behind the scenes is playing a lot, because that's how we record new content. I'm excited we just did our session zero of the next game that we are going to premiere. It's going to be on either our Patreon, which is patreon.com/nat1pod, or on the main feed, but we're not making too distinct of an announcement on where it's going just yet, because it's wild. So the game we are playing is called Afterlife, and it's going to be a hodgepodge of mechanics from World of Darkness and Monster of the Week. Now, if you're familiar with Monster of the Week, that system is so narrative focused. It's less of here's how you attack an enemy and more of here's how you raise the stakes. So I'm planning on using some World of Darkness like basic skills and abilities, but with the narrative aspects of Monster of the Week. The other new project that we have coming up, we are calling Cleanup Crew. And wow, I'm taking way too many leads from Adventure Zone lately, but this also came out of Pavel told me in no uncertain terms he wants to play more D&D. So that is a request straight from Pavel himself. And who am I to turn down those piercing blue eyes? I don't know what color Pavel's eyes are, so it's a guess. Cleanup Crew is going to focus on the adventurers who come by after the other adventurers have come through and saved the day and left all the loose ends. We're talking, hey, there was a necromancer going nuts. That necromancer, just zombies everywhere. Well, don't worry, adventurers came in, cleaned his clock, killed all the zombies again and again and again, and then killed them for good, and now those zombies are gone. Alright, peace. See you later. Remember, we're big damn heroes. Only, now that the adventurers have left, the zombies, it turns out, were eating the wolf pack that otherwise is now overpopulated and is attacking the farm animals of the villages. So now somebody needs to go in and deal with that, and because I will be DMing it, at least our first arc of it, I decided to steal from Adventure Zone yet again. Absolutely. They played a really cool game called The Quiet Year to set up their Ethersea campaign, and I thought that would be a really fun way to sort of randomize the events of these adventurers who have gone through and destroyed the world and trampled all over things by making bad decisions and generally being greedy assholes. So we will have that for you to look forward to, and I really hope that you enjoy it. It's going to be some light fun, and I think what you can expect is to hear either the Quiet Year episode or an abridged version thereof. And then we will put the first arc for sure in the main feed, and I have a feeling that extra content there will end up on our Patreon. Sorry, we really have to start paywalling something. Also coming up, we've got for you a Halloween special that we are very excited to record in just a week or so, which will be utilizing some of the kids from Ventus Haven. So if you haven't listened to Ventus Haven yet, now's a good time to catch up on it. It's only 8 episodes long, and it's a really good time with some of our friends and some new guests, and a lot of melodrama. It's a little side story spin-off campaign in our own world of Azua, But the apocalypse just hasn't hit Ventus Haven. Weird, huh? And it was such an amazing experience, what the players were coming up with and what they were bringing to the table, that I just threw my entire final episode script in the trash can and went with what they were doing because it was better. I really, really urge you to go back and give it a listen. I might be a little biased though, but you can look for our Halloween special coming, well, this Halloween. And you know what? If you don't enjoy listening to it, and you want me to do something different, you can let us know. Reach out to us at legendofnat1@gmail.com, or join our Discord, the link is in the show notes. Haha, got in our plugs. Also, Vincenzo, anything with Keanu Reeves while we're on a FAFO kick, bidets, Final Fantasy XIV, and yeah, come to my parties. I hope you'll sing gamer karaoke with me on the first Wednesday every month, and I hope that you will join me every Saturday and every Tuesday at Rock Bar and Atlas Social Club, respectively. With that said, please enjoy these clips. And remember, listeners, we love you, we care about you, and we are just so grateful that you are willing to give us any amount of time from your precious, precious lives. Please remember to take care of yourself, to honor yourself, and to remember your own worth, because it is immense. Thanks, and enjoy the clips.
Welcome back. It is I, Herman, and this is The Legend of Nat 1.
Okay.
Everyone, say hello, wave to the camera, say hi, Mom.
All right, and we just out of character discussed doing an intro scene, you know, an opener, the thing we do before our intros.
I don't know why in my brain, I'm so sorry, I always think SNL monologue, but no, they do the cold open before the monologue, never mind. Oh, fuck
yeah,
it.
That's why we had that terminology issue when I was calling it cold open. Don't worry, all of this is staying in.
Of course.
Not if I can help it.
Side note, Valen, Silas definitely is pitching a new version of fishing in which he leaps off the boat at fish and teleports back.
Silas, that's the opposite of fishing. That is called scaring the fish away.
Look, I got what up. Nope, this is seaweed. Look, I got what up.
That's a boot.
This is a boot. This is my boot.
It's my boot. Please stop jumping
must
in.
Must have fallen off last time I jumped in.
Please stop jumping in and attacking me. Dyson starts handing out with his hand, looking further into the darkness. Like, ooh.
Did you say Dyson?
Interesting. I did say Dyson. Oh, no.
This is what it is, huh?
Here's the thing. That is now canonical to what Dyson is doing in this moment. We just don't have any of the rest of the context. Just reaching into darkness.
He's reaching into darkness somewhere. Because I was thinking about, oh, yeah, I couldn't just reach my mind out to y'all. But I was like, wrong character. Dyson takes out his spear.
Dyson?
Dyson?
Oh my god! Lucien! Oh gosh.
When did Dyson get a spear? Okay, I'm taking notes.
Yeah, some point, somewhere on the other side of this planet, Dyson's taking out a spear and reaching out into the darkness.
But don't you have wings because you're a bird?
I am not a bird.
I thought you were a bird, bro.
Bro Bird.
You're the one who made me really handsome and kingly.
You're the one who asked for it.
What?
You said you wanted to be a king.
My love. I said I wanted to be a bird, and then you made me a dude who was a king, and I was like, all right, I'll go with it. Have you forgotten? Do we need to re-listen to the last episode?
At some point, I remember we were talking about, like, how do you see yourself? I'm da-da-da-da-da, and you're like, oh, I want to be Quake Azteca. I want to be the king of pirates or something. And I said, king. Okay, got it. You said the word king at some point, and I will go back through the audio. I will dig through all of it.
I certainly did not. I said that I was a raven with a crown. And then you described me as being a dude, and that
would. You roll a 30.
No, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. I am saying that I'm not a bird. I am a person, right? Herman, is that correct?
I won't argue for the sake of continuation, but I disagree with everything you just said.
Am I a bird or am I a person?
Everything. Just on the basis of me being right.
Jesus Christ.
You know what I just realized? And obviously, like, this is putting the cart well before the horse, but, like, we're podcasters. One day we might be somebody's free pass. What an honor, right?
Ooh.
Well, we better get famous before I get old.
That seems unlikely, for me at least.
Have you not heard us? We are sexy-sounding people. Come on, Pavel.
Our voices are someone's free pass? Is that a thing? Is that anything?
I'll phone fuck someone. Also, did you not hear me screaming chlamydia earlier? That's like the sexiest thing ever.
I actually didn't. You did cut out for me, so I didn't actually hear what you said.
I'll do that again. Chlamydia!
Oh, God. It was worse the second time for sure.
Oh, so you heard it the first time. See, you lied.
Should I do the... Wait, I haven't rolled dice with this new mic setup. Should I try it? Or will it be that too loud?
Do it!
Yeah, give us that clack-clack noise we all jones for.
Not if you have to leave and go get them.
I'm right here. Look. The ones that my very good friend Pavel gave to me. But should I not use the fancy dice that my very good friend Pavel from Earth gave me?
Welcome to Earth.
All right, what's this?
You guys put too much value into copyright. Just find a good song and put it there. I don't care. We have lawyers.
Do we? What?
And here we meet once again. Hey, everyone. It is I, Herman. The mask behind the microphone, behind the curtain of feathers, the shiny pebbles.
Herman is on an acid trip.
Are you not supposed to? I did use my resin kit indoors without opening the windows because it was cold last night. So I left the resin by my bed drying. So maybe that didn't help. If I had any neurons left, they're gone.
Weave a story with your words.
Actually, speaking of weaving, I got some very good wigs.
Jesus.
What were we talking about? Oh, yes, D&D, podcast, gaming, yes! Hey, everyone. Once again, it is me, Herman, your GM for the day. I am here today with a very good group of friends who are hoping today to hang out with Karen and not end up strangling him.
The cold open, man. God damn it.
Oh, wait. I thought we were doing intros.
We're doing the cold open.
But we're doing intros.
No, we're doing the cold open. Pay attention. You are not allowed to use resin indoors anymore.
Herman, I'm going to call you after this. We're making a porn. It's called Boxing Champs Part 1.
Boxing?
Boxing Champs.
Oh, okay. I'm down.
We're making a porn.
Okay, well... You can find that porn on our Patreon.
Absolutely not. That's illegal.
Actually, we can use the plot of the...
Find the link in the description.
Absolutely not.
Jesus.
We're going to use the plot of the NES boxing game Knockout and just have like a little tiny twink being beat up by a bunch of giant muscle hunks on one French
rear. Start the episode!
Fine, you're going to be the French rear now. That's what you get.
What?
Flamingo. The French weirdo.
What? Oh,
from
okay.
Knockout? Never mind.
I don't remember Knockout. I remember the bad guy and the main character.
All right, fine. Let's
cue the intro music.
Intro music. We're a bunch of twigs fighting French people now. Fuck it. Bonjour, bonjour.
Is this video something you are going to post for listeners when...
No, well, I just need the music out of this clip.
Gotcha.
Honestly, if we don't get this music clip in there, I quit.
Well,
we will see.
Well, there's questions in there.
Is it a copyrighted song? Yes. Is it Bad Bunny? Yes. And do I want that and need this? Yes and yes.
And we're not going to have it.
Yep, we are going with the royalty-free stuff. But we can maybe, like, link
it.
We
can use music for 15 seconds or something, though?
Nope.
Yeah, it's like half a second you get.
I hate it. I hate this.
Let's all listen to it so we know what it should sound like.
No, because then the listener won't get to enjoy it. I'm going to sing it. What if I sing it?
It's that song that goes... Is that a thing?
But then I cannot sing it. I cannot sing the letters because then I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, no, it's satire when we do it. If we play the actual song, that's illegal. But like if I go... Wah, 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 wah. That's different, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Just imagine that, you know what? I'm going to sing it in English. No, it doesn't make any sense. It sounds more trashy and fun and dancing again.
You know what it is? We use thaumaturgy to make the sound of screaming birds to the tune of...
If I have to record the song myself, I'll record the song myself.
You might have to search through the royalty fee stuff to find something close to it. Yeah, no. Hold on a second. Ben. Let him buy a piano and record his own music.
Piano? in the age of artificial intelligence? Come on.
Oh, okay, I see.
I can just ask ChatGPT to make me a song about horny sharks. You know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to ask ChatGPT to write me a song about horny sharks.
All right, so music starts playing, and...
A reggaeton song.
We got horny sharks.
They all have two dicks because our world is weird.
There you go.
Yeah, no, not letting you forget that, Herman.
God, I love the sound of dice. I miss this so much. I'm like literally like putting my full hand in that. Remember that bag you got me, Pavel, with the dragon eye?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like fisting it right now.
Mm.
Nothing like a very warm fisting.
True.
Not the first time he's fisted in D&D.
Sorry, were you implying, Ben, that Herman has been in a different kind of combat that still involves fisting?
We won't go there.
Sure.
I've been stretching. let's take a little break here because Xander's dad has a 17-piece one-man play ready for the crowd. And while he does that, we could go out for a quick bathroom break and get some water. How about that?
I guess, but usually we don't mid-episode.
Wait, don't we do breaks?
I think
breaks?
He needs to go potty.
I mean, between we do it after episodes. We finish the, yeah.
Oh, no, I mean for commercials and stuff. Don't we do mid-episode things?
Come on.
Where did you get this idea?
I don't know. I need a break. I'm sorry. Let's take a 10-minute break.
No, you're allowed. Yeah, you're allowed to call for a break.
I wanted to use the dad's performance as an excuse for it, but I just need to get step out for a second.
Can we take a moment, please, Pavel? What has happened every time you hold a character, NPC, or creature in your hands in a D&D game?
Good things.
Yeah, but this time we want this to happen.
Classically good things.
I promise you he will die at the wrong time and you're going to blame me for it. I just know it. I just fucking know it.
I don't want to grab him. Well, first of all, I want him to die. So this will be the first time that this will be going the way I want it to if that happens.
One second. I'm trying to roll my dice without leaving the recording because, yeah, technology. She's not our friend today.
Carl, just use real dice then.
The noise, though.
Everybody's using real dice. It's the fine.
I cut it out when it's too much.
Wow, what an intro. I'm sorry, guys, I made you tear up. It's, I get emotional sometimes, you know. I'm a very deep emotional person.
You know, y'all make a lot of masturbation jokes about Silas, but here Ermon is sucking his own dick. Like, no, I love you, Ermon. That was a great scene.
Did I mention I'm also humble? I'm also humble. I'm so humble.
That was a great scene that we definitely recorded in order and we all heard just now.
Yeah, we were all very involved and we all participated and it was beautiful. We had the cameras on, we made eye contact and cried together. It was everything.
Say who you are.
The Legend of Nat 1 is an independent podcast production. Follow our socials at Nat1Pod. That's Nat, the number one, not spelled out, pod on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Again, that's Nat1Pod for all of our socials. If you like us, show us some love by joining us on our Discord server. The link is in the show notes. The Legend of Nat 1 is edited by Shane Cherry with assistance by Pavel Smirnov. Hey, that's me. It's the only way we could get me to listen to our own show, and I'm not sorry about that. And we have been doing the editing for far longer than before we updated these credits. If you really love us, subscribe to or check out our Patreon at patreon.com/nat1pod for a few cool extras and, of course, our eternal gratitude. Feel free to reach out to us by email at legendofnat1@gmail.com. Again, that's the number one, not spelled out. I hope you're not tired of hearing that. We'd love to hear from you. How you doing? You remembering self-care? The music of Nat 1 is mostly by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under the Creative Commons license of incompetech.music.io. Valen, voiced by Pavel, as a self-loving narcissist, had to be different and special, so his theme, Pirates of the Quarantine, is by Alexander Nakarada, and is licensed also under the Creative Commons license by incompetech.music.io. For full licensing information, please check out our Discord, in case you're not tired of hearing about it from us by now. Our theme song was composed by the amazing David Yardley. Check out his other music at davidyardleymusic.com. That's Yardley, spelled Y-A-R-D-L-E-Y, davidyardleymusic.com. Don't forget, you're beautiful, inside and out. Be kind to yourself, and give yourself the love that you deserve. And now the credit script. The Legend of Nat 1 theme is... Oh, wait, no. Oh, are these just notes? These are just notes. Drag queen joke.
So 46, and Pavel did 36 last round. Jesus Christ, people are running through this.
Good, we have like a half an hour of recording time left.